Okay, today is Daf Chaf Tet. We're on Chaf Ches Amud Beis, bottom, second to bottom line, really the bottom line, by the Mishnah, right? So again, we're completely off the topic of before now, basically. It's tangentially related. It's a very interesting Daf today. Extremely halacha l'maaseh Daf today. Unbelievable. Ready? Here we go. Hanotel Schar, if someone takes Schar, Lihiot Roe Es Habachorot. If someone gets a salary or a fee to look at the bechor, to check out whether or not it has a mum, ain shochet in al piv. You can't trust that guy. The guy's getting paid to do a mitzvah? Can't trust that guy. Ain shochet in al piv. Says Rashi, Dilma, maybe, Mishum Agra, because of a salary, kashari leg. Right? Like expert witnesses. Whoever's paying them to say whatever he wants to say. Right? So that's not good. You can't trust that. Ella M. Kane, so there's an exception. Ella M. Kane, Hayim Mumcha Ki'ila. Unless you are like the Mumcha, like Ila. Ila Biavne. Right? He was unbelievable. He was like beyond, he was beyond beyond reproach, beyond bribery, beyond being, I'll say whatever you want. It's beyond that. Right? It's beyond that. By the way, Rashi says because we're afraid that you're going to, because you're getting a salary, you're going to lie. The Ramban says, that's not going to lie. You're going to stretch the truth. Right? Oh, it's really a mum. The Ramban says nothing to do with that. We're going to learn later that these people are just, whatever you say, is bottle. It could be true. It's bottle anyway. Why? Because you're getting paid. We're going to learn that that's the next Mishnah. The guy gets paid to be an aide. It could be the truth. It's irrelevant. It's bottled. Right? Okay. But if you're like, you know, the big expert, right? Right? The big expert's gonna come to death. He's beyond all these issues. That's mutter. According to the Rabban, why is it mutter? According to the Rabban, it shouldn't make a difference. According to Rashi, it makes a difference. According to the Rabban, why is it mutter? Because it's big, so what? Bottle. Let's figure out how the Rabban would learn that. Anyway, so Biavne, Tirlo Chachamim, Leos Notel Arba Isuros, Lebehe Badaka. They gave him $4 for Behe Badaka, Vishisha Legasa, and $6 for Agasa, Bain Tam, Bain Mum, Bain Tam, Bain Balmum, regardless of what his psak was. He's getting paid regardless. So right away, you're getting paid regardless, much more on the up and up. And what he says is getting paid. Right? Much more on the up and up. Okay. Anyway, my timer, why is there a different price? That's the Gemara. Why is there a different price? So, hi nafesh terchayu. Hi nafesh terchayu. The bigger, it's more work to check a larger animal. Rashi says, mumo. You just put up the floor, turn it upside down, check all the whole underbelly of the animal, see there's a mum there. That's a lot, much more work. If it's a big animal, okay, that's the difference in price. Next, bein tam or bein balmum. Now, regardless of whether it's a tam or a balmum, he got paid. Now, bishlam balmum, I understand why he got paid if he said there was a mum, mishum de kashari lei, because he's mothering it. So I needed the mission to tell me that, right? El atam, am I? But if he paskin that it's a tam, right? He didn't benefit the asker at all. The asker, nobody wants it to be a carpenter. Nobody wants it to be a carpenter, right? It's a terrible thing to say, but that's, nobody wants it to be a carpenter, right? Nobody wants it to be a carpenter because everybody wants to move. They want to eat it in the backyard and have a big barbecue, right? So if they paskin it's a tam, nothing changed. But it's a Bukhar, right? It's born a Bukhar. So, okay, everybody knows. I don't get to keep the Bukhar. Unless there's a mum, then I can give it to my buddy, the Kohen, right? But everyone knows it's going to be a top. So if it's a top, and it was a normal Bukhar, and they paskin, by the way, it's still a top. Nothing changed. So then, am I? Why? Why what? Why is he getting paid for that? What? Right. I know that, but the Gemara doesn't assume that. Right? the Shoel didn't gain by the Shaila. Right? The Shoel didn't gain by the Shaila. So, Amai, the Im Kain, I'll tell you why, the Asi Lemichshadei, we were suspicious of the following Shaila. The Amri, and people will say, Hai Balmum, Tamhu. This is really, they said it's a Tam, really it's a Balmum. Ah, if it's a Balmum, why didn't he say that? Bahad the Kashari Le Mishum Agra. Why did he permit it? He permitted it because he wanted the salary. In other words, the trickery is all the way here. Really, really, it's nothing wrong with it. Really, the animal has a mum. Right? Now, what's going to happen? If the checker says it has a mum, then we're not going to give him a salary. Why are we not going to give him a salary? Because we're afraid he said that, because that's what the owner wanted to hear. So he lied and said at the time, just so he should get the $4. You hear this? Ihachi tam nami. Amri, really balmum hu. Just the opposite. It goes all the way. So really, if you pass me at the time, let's say it's a balmum. Ahai de lo kashar relay. And why didn't he say it's kosher? Bishum, sabar, kihechid lubishkol igra zivna achrisa. You know what it is. Let's come back tomorrow. Let's check it again. Maybe, I sent it out to the field. Maybe he had a mum now. Let's go check it again. I'll give you another $4. What?
Yeah. So the Gemara answers, though, that's not a, so it's still a chashad issue. So the Gemara says, that's not a chashad. You can only show it to the mum for one time. Chadzim na takina le rabbanon. Trezim ni lo takina le rabbanon.
Only one time you show it to the chacham. You don't show it to the chacham twice. So you have one chance. So the chashash is only in one direction. Okay. That was actually, okay, fine. Next Mishnah. Ready? Hanotel scharo ladun. If you get paid be a dayan, dina b'talim. Your judgment is bottled. Dayan can't get paid. Lehayid. What? Paid by a litigant. Lehayid. You get paid to be a witness. A deuce of b'talim. Right? Your agent is bottled. Right? You can't give testimony to you can't get paid to give testimony. By the way, at some point in America, the only person that's allowed to get paid is who? An expert witness. They're allowed to get paid. A regular eyewitness, they can't get paid. What? They're giving an opinion. That's the difference. Expert witness give opinion. Right. We have a case now, a very interesting case, where they want to call an expert, a doctor, not to be an expert. They want to call him just the facts. Why do they want to do that? It's all shtick. What? But he's a doctor. He says, part of him, the $10,000 that everyone else pays me, and I'll come. He says, no, we're not calling you as an expert. We're going to pay you $15, like the law says. Pay you $15 a day. They don't want to, a whole bunch of tumult what to do. But the point is, you can't get paid to be an aide. Now, the Rajba says, yeah, exactly, kill the people. The Rajba says that you can get paid if your aedis is not necessary. He gives an example. He says, "Mutar lakachas schar al aedis she'enu mechuyev lehayin." For example, I signed the shtar. Now you want me to come testify? That's my signature. Signed it already. I already signed the shtar. What kind of aedis is that? You're anal, and you have OCD. You want me to come down and I don't have to come for that. That's not aedis. That I can get paid for. Interesting quirk. Well, we're gonna get to the halachas in a minute. Now, lahazos. What about someone's gonna get paid to do that sprinkling on the base on the paraduma? Right, you walk into the base of the mikdash. The kohen says, "Where's the feet? What feet?" You want to touch him? Pay me $10. Or, lekadesh meimav. Or to even make the paraduma drink. Meimara, it's considered water. Efer makla. You hear this? If they charge money to sprinkle, or they charge money to make it, it's all nothing. It's considered rainwater, it's considered Eifer Makla, it's considered
considered ashes from a stick? Nothing. Okay? Tiferes Yisrael points out something brilliant. He says, why does the Mishnah give the case backwards? First, the Mishnah says, a die is bottle. Then the Mishnah says, an aid is bottle. Aides come before the psak din. First they give aides, then there's a psak din. Next one, any sprinkling is bottle. Any payment for the making of the drink, also bottle. Don't you make it before you sprinkle it? Why is it out of order? I didn't cop that. Why is it out of order? So the first answer to the question is, lozi wazi. Not only is Dayanus, which is a bigger chiddush. Why is that a bigger chiddush? Because Dayanus is, we're going to get to this, it's Torah. Making a psak din is learning Torah. Leaving the Torah. I have a shayla. I have to analyze it under the rules of the Torah, and then I issue a psak. That's sure no good. Even Eidus, right? So the sprinkling, which is actually the mitzvah, that's for sure no good. But even the preparation, what's the preparation? Someone has to do that. Even the preparation is no good. That's the first answer. Then he gives a second answer, which only makes sense on the first one, on the Eidus. Really, if you think about it, Eidus and Dayanus have nothing to do with each other. You can have a psak din without Eidus. They have nothing to do with each other. Right? They're a little bit connected. They have nothing to do with each other. The Paradum with their mamash, they have everything to do with each other. You can't have one without the other. What? Exactly. When it comes to Dayanus, let's say there's no Eidim. They still have to make a ruling. They still have to do a psak. They might not have a good psak because they don't have any Eidus, they don't have any evidence. They still have to make a psak. When it comes to the Paraduma, you can't have one without the other. So that's why maybe Dayanus was first, because it's a bigger chiddush. They have nothing to do with Eidus. Yeah, in the normal course of events, Eidus comes first. It's not connected to each other. Okay. Correct. It's not good. Exactly. Exactly. You know why? Because you can't charge for these services. You can't charge for these services. So what? Oh, you're willing to pay. You're willing to pay. So what if you're willing to pay? What do you mean? The Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to charge you for this. What do you mean? No, what do you mean? You come to the Beis HaMikdash and they tell you there's a fee to get in. What kind of business is this? You can't get in. There's no fee for that. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. That's for Kavanos. Here the Mishnah is saying, you can't have a thing like that. Right? Right. So why can't you charge? Because you can't charge for a mitzvah. We're gonna go through it now. You can't charge for a mitzvah. No. What kind of opinion? They have to be sprinkled with the paraduma. No opinion. They have a whole thing. What about for a chalitza? Can you charge for a chalitza? There's no opinion. Then you need a bed. No opinion. That's a different kind of psak. That's a psak without any back and forth. It's a formality that requires a bed. So now that was in the first Mishnah. Now we're into a new Mishnah. The new Mishnah now. The Mishnah is saying we're not allowing anyone to charge for mitzvah. Before it was about Bechor, that was a specific issue. That was because they were afraid you're gonna say whatever the guy wants you to say. Now we're on to a new thing. Correct. The money might influence your opinion. Now it has nothing to do with that. Exactly. It has nothing to do with being influenced. It's a separate halacha. We don't want people being charged to do a mitzvah. Separate thing. Now you're saying, what if the guy wants to pay? So the halacha is, the Torah said, I don't care about people that want to pay. As a general, most people don't want to pay. Most people, they don't have to pay, they don't want to pay. Let's get real. Who volunteers to pay? Who volunteers to pay? If you can get it for free, no one wants to pay. Right? So the Torah said, I don't want people paying to become tar. I have to charge money to be tar? No, I'm not doing that. You're asking, what if the crazy guy wants to pay? Nobody wants to pay. So the answer is they can't charge you. What? So we're gonna have knasim. We're gonna have knasim on them in a minute. Now, bim hayakohen, right? Bim hayakohen. If the guy, this is back to Bechor, bim hayakohen, mitamaso trumaso, we make his truma tamei, machilu umashko bitzacho. And therefore, he has to buy chulin. And as Rashi points out, umafsido, it's a loss for him. Shetzarech litnos chulin, gets the bichulin now. V'lechol, v'lechol, to eat, he wants to eat, he has to eat bichulin. V'dame chulin yikar b'dame truma. This is a little bit counterintuitive. Chulin is more expensive than truma. Why is chulin more expensive than truma? Because there's more demand. There's more demand, then it's a greater price. Why? Because there are more people that can eat it. Sha'chulin ro'en l'kol. Chulin, everyone can eat it. Truma en arua el l'kohanim. So since there's less people buying it, it's cheaper. Now I would think the other way around. Normally it goes the other way around. Since there are less people that can buy, So the fancy restaurant cost more than the pizza shop. Why? Because less people are going there. So it's the other way around. It's exclusive. Right. Here, Truma's exclusive, but nobody wants it. Exactly. Truma's exclusive, but nobody wants it. So it's exclusive. It's only Kahanim can eat it. But nobody wants it. Therefore, it's cheaper. This is a theme throughout Shas. Chulin is more expensive than Truma. So you want to go and start go down that road, you're only going to lose. Now, Mati's question. Vima Yitzhakon. What if he's an old man? Umarkivo alachamar. You put him on a donkey. Benozin lo tzchar kapoel. He gets tzchar like a worker. Right? In other words, travel expenses. Perhaps I could be doing something else now. It's a different story. I'm getting tzchar like a poel. What kind of poel? We'll see in the Gemara. I could do something else now. I have a job. Do you want me to be a dayan today? You're right. You can't pay me for being a dayan. First of all, I get travel expenses. Pay my chamar, pay fee, and also I should be getting paid something. Otherwise, I could be a summer worker, right? Now, says the Gemara, Menahani Mili, how do you know all this? How do you know what? Says Rashi, how do you know? Listen to this. The Ein Notlin Schar Al Hora, you can't get paid to be a dayan. The Talmud Torah Sheyilmad, and the Torah that you teach. You can't get paid for that. Rashi just did that. That was not in the Mishnah at all. Rashi just stuck that in now. You can't get paid to be a dayan and to teach Torah. Because Rashi's viewing it as the same. By the way, so is Tosfos. Right? You can't get paid for that. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kro. It says, listen. It says, Re'ei, Lamadati Etzchem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look at this today how I'm teaching you. Ma'ani b'chinam, afata b'chinam. Just like I didn't charge, or Hashem didn't charge, so too, you're never allowed to charge. Okay? Why not? Yeah. Now, look at the third Tosfos. Mani b'chinam. Says Tosfos, wait a minute. If you can't charge, then what kind of pasuk is there that you can't take bribes? You can't take bribes. You can't charge. If you get bribes, you can't charge even, right? Says the Rim Tomar. V'shochad lo tikach tekach tebrachmana lomeli. Why do we need a pasuk to tell me you can't take bribes? You can't even take a salary, right? So Gemara says v'lar pirchi. That's not a shayla. Ditrei milin. It was two issues. Kedemuchach v'reish perik basr diksuvos. The betoras agra. About getting a salary, hainu schar tirchu. That's the schar for all my work. U b'torah shochad, what about bribery? Hainu lehishtad l'adona yafel l'hapach z'chusei. That's to give the wrong side. Kid the amar hasam, afilu zakos zakayev l'chayev z'chayev. I can't take a bribe even to do the right thing. You gotta take a bribe. It's two issues, says Tosfos. First of all, can you get a salary? What are you entitled to a salary for? Listen, I went to school, I learned, I prepared, I practiced. I have another job I could do. That's a separate issue. That's one issue. Then the separate issue. Now you want me to tilt the yipsak for you, even if it's tilted to the right way. I don't have to do that. Two separate things. Two unrelated things. Good. Now says Tosos, the endless moa. Don't cast such a kasha. Al dayane xeros chebi Yerushalayim about the dayanim in Yerushalayim. Shahayu nodlin schar mitruma talishka. They got a salary. Don't ask me how they got a salary. You know why? The Belav Taima, the Agar, Butla. If not for the salary, they wouldn't do anything. Kedemucha, Shari Hasam, Kivin the Chal Oskam Haya Alzeh. This is their only job. The Lo Hayu Oskim, B'Shum Malacha, right? They didn't do anything else. Shal Karcham, Srikim Lesparnes. They have to live. They have to live and starve, says Tosfos. They have to live somehow. They didn't really answer the question. But the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to get a salary. Chassid, they got a salary, but what else do you want them to do? What else are they supposed to do? How does they have? They didn't do anything else. This is the job was to be Dayanim in Yerushalayim. That's their job. Oh, listen to this one. Uma shenogim akshav lilmod Torah bischar. What about today? Everyone pays the tuition. Right? You're not allowed to. Rashi said, and the Gemara said, that you're not allowed to pay for it. What about today? Uma shenogim akshav lilmod Torah bischar. Im ein lo b'mal lisparnes. Shari. If they have no other means of support, it's mutter. What if they do have means of support? Dafilu yeshlo. Even if they have means of support, the wife is working, the father-in-law has, they will have. Or they could do something else. Doesn't make a difference. Im hu schar b'teila, if they could be doing something else, but they choose not to do something else, you can pay them for that choice. I could be a big lawyer, but I decided to be a rebbe. So I'm entitled to get paid because I could be doing something else. Right? Even though I have. So Tosafot just did. Right? Demuchach sheminiach al askav, right? He puts away his other job. Umasa matan shalo. Mistabra the chashiv muchach yosef mikarna. They bring a riot from this fellow karna to tohi kamra. He was a taster of wine, and yet b'shakel zuza, and he got paid for being a rebbe or for being a dayan because he gave up that job, had another job. He was a wine taster. And he gave up that job to come be a rebbe. So and they paid him. You see, it's motzer testosa. Listen to this one. Ve'od, and also, biktanim shari, it's mutter to pay for little kids for a rebbe, mitam shimur, because at least they're watching them. Babysitting. No? Otherwise they'll run wild. Parents go to work, what are the kids doing all day? They have to hire a babysitter. So send them to the yeshiva, it's the same thing. You told us what he said? It's brilliant what he said. What? We pass it this way. Listen to this. Listen to this. Vishkar, listen to Tosafot, another answer, which doesn't really apply. Vishkar pisuk taimim. What about the vishkar, the salary to learn how to lane? Right? Kidemucha perik ein bein hamoder. In other words, Tosafot has two reasons why they pay for the little kids. First of all, it's babysitting. Second of all, he's teaching them things that are not really ma'aki. Like laning. That's not Torah. It is. Huh? Just the opposite. That's you're allowed to pay for that. And the Ron explains. The Ron explains the piece of time, learning how to lane is not in the klal of hukim u'mishpatim. It's not right. Sha'osa mitzav u'luma b'chinam. Right? Kivon she'taimim eino midaraisa. Now they're not daraisa. They are halachah l'moshe m'sinai. And he quotes over here that we do have a pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Gemara somewhere. I forgot where it is. Where it's actually each word, Lilmo means Torah, and Lalamed means Gemara, and Chuki means Mishnai, and this one means this, and this one means Halachas, and this, and one of them in there is Trach, one of them in there is Trach. That's just a Rasmacha. That's not Doraisa. It might not even be Lima Torah. It's certainly a good thing. It's important. We need leaders in the world. But that you can get paid for. Now, no one, that doesn't apply today because no one in Yeshiva teaches how to learn. You learn on your own. Right, that doesn't apply really today. Just the opposite. According to this, just the opposite. Just the opposite. You can pay because it's not market. No, but what Mati's saying is that they can't officially charge for it. So they say, I'm doing it for free. You want to buy me a gift, therefore, I'm not going to throw it back in your face. Right. According to this, you are allowed to. Of course, yes, you are allowed to. Yes, it does. Yes. Absolutely. The first one he didn't tell me. The first one he didn't tell me. The second one 2 years ago he did tell me. No, different. It was a different mile. No, he said something like it was about going the way it is or something like that. This is what people generally do. He said something like that. Okay. Now, the big heter is, so by the way, there are my paskins in place. the big heter is, I can get paid not for the actual limud that I can't get paid for, but I can get paid for everything else. Lost time, I could be doing something else, training maybe, right? But I can't get paid for the actual, I don't know, what's the difference at the end of the day? There isn't anything different. Because in the back, they have a whole tumult about doctors. Can doctors get paid for being a doctor? Because what they're doing is, they're doing a mitzvah. So you can't get paid to any mitzvah. You can't get paid for a mitzvah. You can't get paid to be a dayan. You can't get paid to do a chalitza. You can't get paid for any mitzvah. That means you get paid to be a doctor. But the answer is, I'm not getting paid for the doctor. Now, what mitzvah is that? Either saving you, some say tassav tavida. What? Again, you can't get paid. They work at a loss. Right? No. But, so a moil can't get paid. Now, you have to have a society where a moil doesn't get paid. Nobody's going to be a moil. So what do they do? No, I'm not paying you for your services. I'm paying you either it's a matana or for loss or for what else you could be doing or for the training you could have done something else and instead you went to be a moil. I'm paying you for all that. But the actual mitzvah of brish milah as you my shliach, now that I'm not paying you for. That's how it works. Same thing with a Rebbe. I'm not paying you for the actual Liman HaTorah. That I can't pay you. I'm paying you because you're a shomer, you're a babysitter, and because you could be doing something else, and everything else, all the other... That's a Tosfos said. It's a shomer. They're shomer. Right? They're making sure they don't kill each other. So for that, you have to pay somebody for that. Right? What? Could pay the babysitter rate $10 an hour. No, and they're paying you, and they're teaching, and it's all the training, and everything else. Okay. What? Tanya Nami Hachi. We learn further. Kasher Tivani Hashem Alakai. Mani Bechinam Afata Bechinam. Uminayim Shemelo Mata Bechinam Shilmad Bistar. How do I know that if I can't find anybody for free, that I have no choice? Hamad Lomar Emet Kinei. Uminayim Shel Yomar Kashen Shalom Dusa Bistar Kachalam Dana Bistar. So just like I have to pay to learn, I can get paid to teach. But Lomar, Emet Kinei Bal Timkar. No, only to flirt, not to teach. Okay, next. Lahazaz ulakadish meima of meima ora afamakwa. Right, what did we say? If you get paid to do the sprinkling of the paraduma, that the whole sprinkling is void. You turn the water into, that's not good water anymore. It's not good paraduma ashes. So says, well, wait a minute. Hamakadish b'meichatas b'afrachatas b'meizim mekudeshas. If somebody says, I'm going to be makadish you with the afar paraduma, that works. Look at that work. Right? Afal Pisha, who Yisrael? Even if you're Yisrael, says Rashi, Afilu Zay Yisrael. The Kahanim Regilim Bazal Bekidish. A Kohen could do it, they were wrong, but even Yisrael could do it. So how could you get paid to do, right? The woman comes and says, can I get paid, please? Only if you're Makadish me. Can I have sprinkled on the tummy? Only if you're Makadish me. All right, I'll marry you. How could that work? So, Amrabaya Lokasha. Khan, by the marriage, you're not getting paid. You're not marrying her with the sprinkling. You're marrying her b'schar haba umaloi. You're marrying her with the schar of getting everything ready. Filling up the water, you've schlepped it from here to there. That's the Kedushin money. That's the Kedushin value. Khan over here, b'schar haza v'kidush. It's the actual payment for the actual sprinkling. That's now what it is. Deikonami, now prove that's right. Diktoni, it says, Tani Hacha, Lahazaz Ulakadish. To Lahazaz Ulakadish. Bahasam Ktani, Hamakadish. The Mechatas, Befer Chatas. Shmami no. Somehow the Gemara proves that's the only answer, that's the only possible answer. Somehow the Gemara says he proves it from the words. Difficult proof, but the answer still stands. By the Kedushin, you're not marrying her with the sprinkling. That you're not allowed to charge for that. You're marrying her with the preparation. No, so he says, no, don't say that, because here it is Hamakadish, right? The Tani Hacha, Lahazo Zulakadish, the Mamish the sprinkling. The Mamish the sprinkling. So you can't get charged for that. Now, can you get charged for the preparations? You probably can't. You can be Makadish a woman with that. Okay. Now, Ima Yakoin, Mitamaso Mitrumaso. So what do we say? If the Kohen is you get a Kohen to come with you to Paskin on a Bachar. He says, fine, but I'm telling you right now that I'm going to charge you for that. Right? I'm going to charge you for that. So he said, no problem. We turn him. What happened? What's the story? Right. It was two on the way. Right. Right. He could no longer eat truma. So the Gemara asks, "Ihi gupa hechi adol? How is the coin allowed to go? The halach is you're not allowed to make yourself tamei. How can he go along with you? How can we make the truma tamei? He can't become tamei. He's not supposed to. So he's such a rasha." So the Gemara says, "No. Lebeis hapras derabana. He went to a beis hapras. A beis hapras is a big field. And once upon a time there was a cemetery here. We have no idea where it is. So it's only truma derabana." So, Damar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Menatech Adam Beis Hapras V'Holet. A guy blows, as he's walking, he's blowing the dirt to make sure there are no bones. That's okay. However, not okay for Truma. That's why the Truma's no good. That's just an idin of Truma. V'Rav, we can do that Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Menatech Adam Beis Hapras V'Holet. The Etzem Kitsa Ora, a bone the size of a barley, Metame b'maga u'b'masa v'lo b'oel. Is metame only if you touch it or carry it, not if you stand over it. V'chi menafeach le, when you blow, madche mikaime, you push what's in front of you, v'lo nagabe, and you don't touch it. Umihu, however, v'truma lo matyachem, you're not letting truma. Damrinam, because we say, v'chagiga perakachom ha'kodesh, bokin lo'otze pesach, v'ein bokin lo'ochle truma. This would only work if somebody wants to eat the carbon pesach. So if somebody shows up and they ask, are you tar? Are you tar? Yeah. Well, how'd you get it? Oh, I want to see that face up front. Don't worry, I blew. I didn't see a single bone. I won't say no problem. What about truma? Absolutely not. Bahu bodkin mefarish hasam to bahach pedika base of pras karma. Right? That pedika, we're talking about a base of pras. For karma pesach, we'll let you eat the karma pesach. But we won't let you have eat truma. That's what the Kohen did. Another answer. Yehuda bar Ami mishmei derav Yehuda Amar. Base of pras shenidash tahar. If the Beis HaPras was plowed over, that's also good. Because we assume the whole Bachelor is why. Either we assume all the bones are smaller than the barley, or there are no bones. Either way, it's all good. Inami, or we're talking about Bashar Tumo. We're not talking about Tumo Ni. We're talking about Tumi Sharet. Dilo Muzer Alayu. Kohanim are not careful about that. You know why? Because it's not a 7-day Tumo at the end of the world. Now, what... No. It didn't become tame. We impose tumas on tumas truma only. All the heterim are based on pras don't apply for truma. Next, imhayet zakan markiva al chamar tanya tana kipoel batal. You have to pay him. You have to pay the dayan like a poel, like a worker, batal who's not doing anything now. Amar abaya kipoel batal shall osa mulacha. A poel batal, as if he's not doing anything from the work that he normally does. What does that mean? Not that anyone can hand out leaflets in the train. Right? That's the cheapest job of all. I could do that today. You want me to be a dying? I'll pay you one minimum wage. What do you mean minimum wage? I'm a big shot lawyer. I get paid $1,000 an hour. What do you mean minimum wage? So what's the answer? The answer is you pay him what his salary is, not what his salary could be. Anybody can give out leaflets. I'm talking about that. What is his salary? Says Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Batal, the poel batal shalosa malacha, the batal haimena, of what he is batal. The imha yinokiv margolios. Let's say he's a diamond cutter. He's a diamond cutter. Sha'avodasa nocha lasos. It's not a very hard job. But, v'schar maruba, pays very well. Exactly. Not physically hard. So, when you get called for jury duty, right? Who wants to go to jury duty? The people that have lousy jobs. Because they go sued by jury duty, the machai. People that have great jobs, they don't want to go there. It's a downgrade. For many people, it's an upgrade. It's exactly the same thing over here. If you have an unbelievable job, you get paid a ton of money, and you don't work that hard, I'm going to be a dying today. I have to listen to your silly disputes. I don't want to do that. For me, that's a downgrade. Therefore, im amalo tol kach v'kach, come with me, I need you to be a dying today. And you're not going to get paid today. I have to pay you. You lost wages. I can't pay you for doing the mitzvah. That I can't pay you for. But I'm going to pay you for the lost wages. Then, he's going to get virtually his entire salary. You're only going to deduct a very little bit. He's happy being there. The ain't a ba torach. His job is not a bother. So you're causing him a very big loss. The imalacha kashahu, let's say, is a horrible job. Kimo nagar is like a carpenter, right? It's a horrible job. So busy, such a difficult, such a backbreaking job like that. To go on jury duty, they run, these guys. Right? They run to come. You want me to be dying today? I'm going to get Aedus. I'm running. Right? Im amalo ata no tel achshav shlosha zuzim, you get paid 3 zuz a day. Tol zuz va batel hayom meyosa malacha, I'll give you 1/3 your salary. They're running. Why? Because they'd rather sit in a courtroom than sit in the 80th floor working with the Shirak. They'd rather do that. Either getting paid less, they don't care. They hate their job. V'osa malacha kala zu, and they're going to do this easy job today. Noach lo li batel ulitol zuz. They're happy to not to go to work and to get a less of a salary. Right? It's unbelievable. It's so true. It's so true. It's a big bet that people are. V'hachanami, kiahug agra, yavle, the salary you're giving to Dayan to come to hear you, sharei mevatlo mimalachto, he's not working today. Why he's not working? Because you need him to be a Dayan by you. So how do you pay him? You pay him his schar batela, depending on who he is, depending on what his job is. Right? Kule agra lo yavle, sharei ena ozik malacha kosh etzlo. Unbelievable. Right? Okay. Next Mishnah. Now, there are two types of chashad. Now we're going to talk about hachoshid ala b'choros. Somebody's choshid on b'choros. Right? There are two types of chashad. One type is, we have a suspicion. For example, I'm a ratzim, don't give my turn. That's a general chashad. We're not talking about that. That's the chazanish. We're talking about, you know, that this guy is we don't know about Stam Amaratzim. We don't know. We don't know what these Amaratzim. We have a presumption. Most Amaratzim, they don't know it. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know this guy's a crooked guy. You know he's chashed on b'chorot. What is he chashed on? Says Rashi, kigon hachashud lahatil mum b'chor. He puts mums in b'chorot. Right? That he does. He puts mums in b'chorot. He's been caught on video. He's been seen doing it. They have wiretaps. He's telling people he does it. We know he's no good. Such a person, by the way, the Marid al-Ghazi says, why did Rashi say that? That he's chashud to put mums. I have a better chashash. Right? Maybe he shechs b'chor tam. He just doesn't care. Why is he putting a mum? He doesn't care. Oh, so he answers, first of all, you get cards for that. So why should I get cards? I just put a mum. Right? Nobody would do that. I just make a mum. By the way, making those only the Rabbanan anyway. It might not even be there. It might not be. I made a mum. But to say that I'm going to go out and shech the tam, nobody would do that. Why should you do that? Right, so easy to get around that issue. Just put him on. So it puts him on. Anyway, guys, does that. Ain lochim imenu baser tzviim. You can't even buy from him deer meat. You can't even buy deer meat. Well, it has nothing to do with Bukhar. There's no Bukhar by deer. It doesn't matter, because it looks the same. Below oros she'eno obudin. You can't even buy from hides that have not been tanned. Rabbi Lezer Omer, lochim imenu oros shal nekeva. You can buy hides of a female. That can't be a Bukhar. Right, the question is, how far do you take this? How far are you punishing this guy? Right? The ain lochim menu temer meluban. You can't buy from him wool that's been whitened, vitzai or dirty. Avalochim menu tavo, but you can buy woven ubegadim and clothing. It says the Gemara, baser tzviim. Why can't you buy deer meat? The michlaf debaagala, because it looks like eagle meat. It's very easy to mix it up. Below oros she'enam avudim, but you can't buy. You also can't buy hides that have not been worked. Ha'avudim, but if they have been tanned already, then zavnina. Then you can buy it. You know why? Because in Isa the bechar hava, if this is an improper hide from a bechar, lo havitarach bay, the guy would never go tan. You know why? He's not stupid. Sorry, he knows. If shamu bay, if the rabbanon find out that I'm doing this, they're going to not let me tell it. So the fact that I'm doing all the work is a proof that it's illegitimate. To sell me, it doesn't cost, it doesn't work. To go now tan hides when the Rabbanim are going to take them away from me, nobody in the right mind will do that. So obviously these are legit. You can take it to the bank, these are legit. Okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lochim and Orishon Keva, my timer. Me yada yada. they have a sign. You know they're female high. Well, how do you know? So by the genitalia, they look different. They look different. Batanakama, im kain zachanami. You can do the same thing with a male high. Chayek lezachruse. You can cut it out a little bit to make it look like a female. But Amar and say, ach bar machlu. Yeah, the mice. That's, you know why it doesn't look exactly like a female? Because the mice came. The educh, the other one said, that's not. Be'ach barim, the other yada. If it's mice ate it, it has, you can tell. Don't tell me you caught it with a scissors and blamed it on the mice. Nobody would fall for that. Okay? No, it's cut out in such a way because I cut it off over there. That's why it has a little bit of an opening. Because it used to be the genitalia there. Female looks different than a male, so the hide looks different. So the Gemara goes and cut the male, so it's a female, and say the net, and it's not exactly perfect. Say the mice came, everyone would know the mice aren't there. They lochin mi menu, temer meluban vitzavi, hashta woman, hashta temer meluban lo mezavinon, you can't sell good wool. Sorry, mi baya, but bad wool you can sell. Elachad ketani, it's really one thing. It's temer meluban mitzaaso. It's white wool that was once dirty. It's really one case. Avalochin menu tavi begadim. Hashta tavi zavninan. You can tell woven. So begadim ibaya. Of course you can tell begadim. My begadim. What does begadim mean? Namti. What does namti mean? Felt. Rashi says felters. Right? Felters. Next. Hachoshet ala shviyas. If somebody is suspicious of engaging in shmita produce, aid lochin menu pishtan. You can't buy from him pishtan. Just go to the ground. Tafilu srak. Even what's srak? Even comb. Avalokim mehen tavi, but you can buy from him woven. Tavi is spun. But arig or woven. So the Gemara says, Hashta, tavi zavnina, and arig mibaya. I can tell woven. If I can spell spun, certainly I can tell woven. My arig, tiki. What's tiki? Braided. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Right. That's mutter. Next. If somebody's suspicious of selling truma and calling it chulin, ein lochim imenu, afilu mayim umelach. You can't even buy from him mayim and melach. Even water and salt can't be truma. If someone's pulling a fast one and they're selling truma and telling you it's chulin, even water don't buy from this guy. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Shimon Omer. Anything that has trumas and maizvahs you can't buy. But maybe water you could buy, right? Now, why do we make a gzeira like this? You can't buy wine or water. If someone's pulling the fast one with truma, you can't even buy water from them. Why did we make that gzeira by Bechar? Same thing by Bechar. Someone's selling Bechars that are fake, you can't even buy water from the guy. Well, I have to believe that truma made that gzeira. So, the Jarisral says, because Trum is much more common than Bechars, and we want you to keep far away from it. Stay far away from this bad behavior. Bechars, how often is there a Bechar? Yeah, well, it could be a female, it could be a partner, it's definitely less common, so not so machbid, it's less common anyway. That's one answer. Another answer he gives is because when it comes to regular food, the Yetzirah is greater. Interesting psychology, right? Regular, every day, what I'm eating every day, similar to the first answer. What I'm eating every single day, that's more common. The more bigger Yetzirah, we have to be more machmer. Another answer he gives is because this is an Issa D'oraisa, right? Bechor, it's only Issa D'oraisa. What's the Issa D'oraisa? It's only Issa D'oraisa. Making a mum, and we said it's not a zaraisa. It's the instant rabbanon to make a mum. So what's the pshat? Instant rabbanon, it's not going to be so machmer. Shviyat over here also. The we'll see tomorrow. We're really talking about instant rabbanon. That's why much more makel. When it comes to truba, much more machmer. You can't even buy water from the guy. That's the Tanakama. Machlok. All right, we'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow by the starting by the Gemara. Everybody have a good day.